the Police and Prisons Union Pop Crew has warned that it will march to Pretoria if government ignores its grievances of the public servants' 4.7% salary increase. The union has described the increase as an outright insult. The police and Metro Police are responsible, as you know, for protecting us. Now, mass action of any type threatens safety, I suppose. On the line is Tulani Ngwenya, who's the president of the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union. Tulani, hi, good morning. Welcome to 702.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners at home.
Tulani, what is a fair increase? If you're looking at 4.7%, what is fair? Are you saying it's not?
It's not fair. As you know, that for the past few years, public servant, police included also, nurses, teachers, and everybody have been not getting a proper increment. With the inflation currently, as I'm telling you now, the inflation is at 5.6%, and the government is giving you 4.7%, which is far below the inflation rate. And remember, there was no implementation of the last leg of the 2018 resolution one of 2018, of which government started this. It should not be seen as workers and labor, in particular Pop Crew and other unions of COSATU, that says they are rejecting this. It's government who started taking us to court in 2018, of which was a rare situation that was done by government when they sign an agreement and commit that they will pay a two-year agreement towards the election of 2019. They signed that. They said, no, they're going to give us salary increment. Come that year of the last leg, they did not implement. Following that, what they did, they give us grant, which was a gratuity grant, which does not talk to the to the pension of the workers. Workers are as good as have retired in 2017 when they get their increment, which was also talking to the to their pension. So now a fair increment for now for every public servant to be able to sustain and live above the inflation should be anything equal to inflation plus two, of which our previous demand was about two digits in an incrementation.
Yeah. Government's going to say to you, though, they don't have the money. They're battling with the fiscus. They won't be able to increase it beyond 5%. They just said they're not broke, but they don't have the cash.
We don't believe that. We don't believe that because if you can look how the fiscus have been, I mean, the budget of department have been cut, and you ask yourself, where was that money redirected? We don't believe that government don't have money to pay the public servant, but they do have money that they can be spent wrongly. They can do have money that cannot be used inappropriate where it's been allocated. You've got departments that can take money back to Treasury and not spend it when they're allocated budget to be spent. In particular, in the police, you remember last time, I think it was a 3 years ago, where police sent back about billions of rand back to the fiscus of government. So it can't be correct that when workers, once they've worked their heart out in providing service, ensuring that government is the oil machine that is running, yeah, at the end of the day, when they're supposed to get what is due to them, then they are told that there is no money. It's always that the workers have to suffer instead of when they're doing their work.
Talking about what is due to them, I'm looking at the Metro Police. How do the Metro Police compare salary-wise with the rest of police? There are reports that they are paid way less.
Metro Police are paid by the municipality. Remember, you've got your traffic police, which are provincial, and you've got your metro police, which are paid by the metros. And if you look at them, that fragmentation also caused a problem because metro police in metros, they earn better than any other traffic officials, which are provincial traffic, of which they are doing the same, they are peace officers, they're doing the same job. That is why our call, also as Pop Crew, was to say, let's have nationalization of traffic law enforcement, because this fragmentation, it divides the operations of fighting crime. all of us, we are concerned about fighting crime. Mm. And therefore, the fragmentation of having metro police, have provincial traffic office, have municipal police, those people, in terms of the Police Act and the Constitution, they must fall under the police as a category, then specialize on those types of work that they're supposed to do.
Right. And, so, Tulani, sorry to interrupt. What do you have planned? There's talk of march to Pretoria. Are you planning some sort of mass action?
Remember, in 2022, we are the only union who marched to the union buildings in protest of the 2018 implementation and other issues that we put in. We're waiting for the response. And we never turned down that we are going to march again if government don't listen to us and respond appropriately. And what I can tell you, after that march, there was a settlement. Agreement of which we and government, it's now Pope Crew and Dinosa, we signed that settlement agreement to say, okay, because we understand that we did not give you, we implement 3% in 2021-2022 financial year. We implement 3% unilaterally. We are prepared to augment coming to the new salary negotiations, which were the 2 years. We are prepared, but all of a sudden, when that settlement was binding to everybody, when we go to start the negotiations, which were now the 2 years, the 2022, 2023, and 2023-2024, yeah. Government in that negotiation, they come and say they don't talk about things that have passed. They are not prepared to implement that settlement agreement.
Yeah,
that makes us then to be more angry to say, but we have settled, this thing is binding, you are the signatory to that. All of a sudden, when we come and want to implement that, you renege from that. So that is the reason we say we are going to have a build-up. This is just a warning to say, listen, workers across all public sectors are not happy about this 4.7. We are rejecting, we're putting it on public that we are rejecting, because this is just an insult to workers that you give them anything that is less than inflation. Yeah. Under the circumstances.
Tulani, South Africans are worried though, because the last thing we want is our police or metro police to take a day or three or four off or to march to the union buildings, because we worried about crime. Can South Africans' safety be guaranteed over the next, I don't know, the next few months if you do embark on some sort of protest action?
We are a very responsible organization, and we know that our responsibility is to make sure that our citizens are safe. But we must not be taken for a ride just because we've got that responsibility. If this can be heard by people who listen, who claim to be listening to the cry of the people and the cry of the workers, we are amenable to sit down and resolve this matter.
Yeah,
we still have time, because the build up is just to say to them, look, we are not happy. Come to the table. Let's sit around the table. Yesterday there was a sitting whereby the same settlement agreement, which now have been made a binding order by the court to say it's binding to everybody, must be implemented. We are just giving that space to say, if then government don't come to the party, then we are left with no option, because if we have to choose between politically correct and being workers correct, we choose to be workers correct, because we are elected by workers. We're not elected to hold public office. We're elected to lead workers, and we're going to lead workers and make sure that workers get what they deserve.
Yeah.
That is our responsibility as a leader.
Tulani, what happens next? What's the next step?
The next step will be now going all over the provinces, talking to our members, as they have given us a clear mandate to say, then we come up with a clear date, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. We'll be communicating with you, giving you updates, because we're starting with our PECs, our PSCs, to consolidate that all members should be aware to say, we are not fighting anything, but we're fighting for their rights that they are. They have fought for many years. The commitment that government has made in 2018, the commitment that they are refusing to honor, as a responsible employer to say, when they sign an agreement, they must know that they must implement it to the latter. We want the implementation to the latter, and we want everything that the workers have agreed upon, because they give us mandate to go and sign agreement. After that, those agreements are not implemented, then workers come and fight with us. That is what we are fighting for.
Let's hope this all can be sorted out. Tulani Ngwenya is the president of the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union. Thanks for coming on to 702 Breakfast this morning. The last thing we want is mass action by the police. The last thing is we want is a march to the union buildings, because safety and security in our country is paramount. Let's hopefully they can sort this out over the next week or so.